It is wild cards. It's Neil Atkinson with Paddy Fitz, who signals a bit dodgy, but we've got a lot of patience for him. We've got Andy Bell, we've got Dan Morgan, and we've got Anna Walsh. Sadly, Amelia is away, so you are going to have to put up with me throughout this wild cards. The rules are as follows. You can play your wild card on any of the five questions. One is the closest I have ever seen a wild cards vote, by the way. We will work towards that as it wears on. I think in this one, you might want to think about when you're going to play that wild card. You don't want to throw it away too early, but we've got the five topics for you. So everyone can play the wild card once in order to get off what has won from the public. Let's start off, though, with LFC presence and Dan Morgan. It's an obvious one. It's the one that I think will be on people's lips by the time this goes out, which is tomorrow, which is what should Liverpool's midfield be against Chelsea? I would say there are more questions than answers on this one. I have a theory, but you go first.
I was just doing some last minute research on it just then, to be honest. I think ultimately I'm left in a place where it comes down to, if we're assuming Fabinho is okay in every sense to play the game.
Let's presume Fabinho's been seen in training photos and stuff, I think. So let's presume Fabinho is going to be available.
I think he will be. I think it then comes down to a question of Thiago or Naby Keita. And I just wanted to know what Chelsea have, I've had a brief idea of what Chelsea have been doing in the past two games, but I just want to have a look. And they have been sort of lining up with almost a box midfield of Kovacic, Jorginho, Mount and Havertz in front, in that sort of 3-4-2-1 or 3-4-3, however you want to look at it. Obviously Lukaku makes a bit of difference there too, or quite a significant difference in terms of a focal point. So you'd imagine it's more the two and the one. And so influence is really interesting when you're looking at it, and looking at it now in terms of the influence on the pitch. The thing that stands out, you would expect with a box like that, it to be quite compact, but they actually do leave quite a bit of space in the middle of the pitch. And I wonder whether Liverpool will want the direct influence, the vertical passing and ability that Thiago can have. And I'm thinking more sort of Everton away last year, where he can just cut through three players vertically and get Liverpool onto the last line. A bit tactical, but I think it comes down to those two. It might come down then to the fact that you'll go with the player who's got the most game sharpness in him and who's had the best sort of pre-season, and that would invariably be Keita. And the Keita-Thiago thing's probably never really been touched on in terms of a comparative, and I'm just looking at it now as like a really sort of intriguing sort of parallel between the both of them in terms of what they can offer, especially in this game.